Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I...
Shut up!
Okay.
It's time for another episode of Quiet Time, where we like to put people to sleep.
And not because of our soothing voices.
Our low voices.
Our low voices.
I'm sure I could probably put people to sleep. Sure. Unless they're aggravated by speech impediments. Yeah, so we have a special treat for you guys tonight. Just recording of us and two other people the other night.
Yeah.
Playing games. We were putting off learning how to play 3D chess. We did eventually get to that,
yes,
but it wasn't much of a recording because the entire time was just trying to figure out how to play it.
Yeah.
So we never really talked about anything. It wasn't really worth it. You know, putting out. But the first part, 20 questions is what we were playing to figure out who the star of the upcoming fourth installment of Transformers is going to be. It's not someone I expected.
No, but, me either.
And they were good sports and didn't look it up, I'm sure. If you don't know already, that anybody that's listening just IMDb'd it and know. But we're not going to say yet until.
Right. For those who are going to.
Yeah.
Follow along.
You can play along, see if you can guess it. But it's just dumb shit.
Yep. I had a good time that night, though.
But yeah, it was fun for us. I don't know how much fun it's going to be for anybody listening to it.
Mm-hmm. Steubenville, Ohio made it into the Huffington Post again.
What happened now?
It's still pretty much the same thing. Same old BS. The headline reads, Steubenville High Rape. Let me start over. Steubenville High School Rape Case. Online threats. Hackers can complicate their case. They're saying anonymous and all that is messing up the case. It's the media publicity is all it is. They don't...
How are they messing up the case by putting the proof out there?
Right?
Case closed pretty much, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're recording during the day this time, so you're probably going to hear a lot more.
That's a cow I hear in the distance.
Useless cows. Don't make true. So what were you saying about Steubenville? Oh, yeah, you already said it.
Never mind. Pretty much.
Yeah, they said it strips them of a fair trial.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But how much of a trial do they need now? They just need to go to sentencing.
Right, exactly. You need to find all the people involved in it, not just the two kids.
Did you see that shit about the guy that did the shooting in Aurora at the movie theater?
Uh-huh.
The pictures of him when he was arrested and the pictures of a more recent picture.
Uh-huh.
And the two guys look absolutely nothing alike.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard to tell because they have different expressions.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's smiling in one and not in the other. But it's still, it did not look like the same guy.
So you think he's got a doppelganger?
No, I don't know why it would be a different person, but sure as hell looks like something's up.
Some kind of cover up?
Possibly.
No, I did not see anything about that. You hear about that lady that, heat, I guess, stopped working. She wasn't heating the house as well as it should have been. And, so she called the repairman or whatever to come out there and look at it. And, he got into the crawl space and came back up and said, got some good news and bad news. Good news is I found out what's wrong with your heating system and I fixed it. Bad news is you've got a squatter living under your house.
Holy shit.
Yeah. She said that explained the marijuana smell that she kept getting. He was apparently under there smoking and drinking and it was coming up through the duct. But
that's
yeah,
a bold squatter.
I know, right? Yeah, he cut the whole section of ductwork off and that was how he was keeping himself warm. He took all of her heat.
Damn. Did he get him out of there?
Well, I think she probably called the cops.
Or did he file a lawsuit? You hear about that one? I don't know where it was. I think it might have been over in Europe somewhere. And they might have some wacky squatting laws. I mean, obviously they do, because this lady came home to her house because she has, you know, different, she has more than one house.
Mm-hmm.
When she came back to this one, there was some poor chick living in there, or homeless chick living in her house. And she tried to kick her out, and she got a lawyer, the chick got a lawyer.
What?
Yeah. And fought it. And while it's under investigation, the owner of the house is not allowed to kick...
What the fuck?
...the squatter out.
That's not real.
I didn't think it was, but...
What in the world?
I don't know. It was Detroit. So it isn't a foreign land. I've heard about this Detroit.
I've been there.
Have you?
Not all it's cracked up to be passing through.
Not all it's cracked... It's not cracked up to be anything. It's cracked up to be crap. Which sucks. I mean, I'm not talking shit about it because I mean, it's a pretty historical city for America.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's just amazing how it's, what it's turned into.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Adverse possession is the most common way that squatters acquire title to the land they occupy. Each state has a set of laws that set forth the time period and other requirements for adverse possession in that particular state.
That's the law?
Yeah. The way adverse possession works is that after a period of time, a trespasser becomes the new owner, and the old owner can no longer reject the squatter.
Huh. See, I got a story here.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
When Detroit homeowner Heidi Peterson returned to her home after being away for a year for extensive repairs, she was shocked to find out her former tenant had changed the locks and had been living there for months. Okay, so she lived there before. She wasn't just a squatter.
Okay.
According to My Fox Detroit, Peterson purchased a home in Detroit's historic Boston Edison District for just $23,000.
Wow.
But was forced to vacate the home in February of 2011 because of a damaged boiler that deemed the house uninhabitable. Ooh, that would suck.
Yeah, it would.
Somehow, Peterson's tenant, Missionary Tracy Elaine Blair.
That's her name?
That's her name.
What?
Missionary Tracy Elaine Blair. A write-in candidate for president of the United States.
Well, no way.
It says, LOL, no, really she is. Took over the residence while Peterson was away and will not leave. Blair not only changed the locks, but also reworked the plumbing, replaced her appliances, put a lien on the house, and refuses to leave the premises.
What?
And her 1-year-old daughter live in this house with her, and she won't leave. I mean, she might have by now, because this was a few months old. But according to law, while a squatter doesn't have legal right to the property, Peterson cannot remove her by force. She has to file a civil action in court and prove that the home is hers. And at that point, she can evict the squatter. So, well, surely she's done that by now.
Yeah, surely all she'd have to do is get the deed and bring that forward. And could you get a deed?
Crazy shit. Wouldn't be able to live in a house with a stranger.
No. Like, so, yeah, this show on CBS... Under the Dome.
Oh, yeah.
By Stephen King. Or based on the book by Stephen King.
Yep. Good book.
Yes.
Can't wait to see what they do with the show. Like I said, hate that it's on CBS.
Yeah.
ABC would have been better because they've had some good shows this year.
Yeah.
Last Resort, man.
Yes.
We only watched the first two, but they were they were pretty badass.
Well, Lost was on ABC.
Yeah.
A good show.
Yeah.
Like, what was that?
It did lose it in the end, though.
Hmm?
That show went off the rails.
Yeah, it did.
Nope, it's on CBS. Home of 2.5 Men.
And The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Big Bang Theory's good.
Yes.
2.5 Men, not so much anymore.
Mm-mm. Surely that's not all the CBS shows.
I don't know. Can't really think of them. We don't watch many of those.
Yeah.
Which really, we don't watch much of anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But So when we do, we try to make sure it's something good. So pubic crab lice is on the endangered species list now.
Pubic crab lice?
Yes.
What?
Crabs.
That's what they call them, though? Pubic crab lice?
Well, yeah, that's what they are. They're pubic crab lice. Lice that look like crabs and live in your pubes.
Gross.
I think the government released them back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be isolated to New Jersey. It was meant to cut down on the growing population of Guidos.
Guidos. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were hoping that if this pubic crab lice was being spread around, it would stop mating, but they didn't, and now they've run rampant.
Oh, my God.
That's not true.
I figured not. There's no way somebody would believe something like that.
Yeah, that part's not true, but pubic crab lice is on the endangered species list.
Are they going to try to save it?
Well, I would hope not. One thing they're attributing to its demise is bald vaginas.
Really?
Yeah. Women waxing their junk has contributed to...
the eradication.
Yeah. The eradication of pubic crab lice.
Those poor little crabs. Wouldn't they find, like, homeless people to live on?
I'm sure they could, but...
well, I guess.
I mean, how many of them are having sex? I mean, I know they do, but how many of them? In Australia, Sydney's main sexual health clinic has not seen a woman with pubic lice since 2008.
Oh, wow. What about America? Does it say anything about America?
No. No. No, it does not.
I'd be curious to see how, well, I mean, if it's on the endangered species list, then I guess that would be worldwide, but...
more than 80% of college students in the U.S. remove all or some of their pubic hair.
I believe it.
These days. So now there's just one more reason to love.
Yep.
A bald vagina.
Amen to that.
Did you see they found more evidence of the Hobbit people?
No,
did they? The ancient Hobbit people?
Mm-hmm. Not like from Lord of the Rings Hobbit.
Well, I mean, similar because they're tiny. It's popular like belief, right? Huh?
It's like a tribe of them, though? Or, you know, like
it's a whole race of them.
Oh.
Yeah, they're saying it looks more... and more like it was an actual, you know, race and not just a deformed human. They found a skull back in 2003. It was a, you know, fully grown woman, but it was a third the size of human skull.
Right. Well, they found the skull. They found the body, too?
Yeah, I guess they did because they found more remains from up to 9 of these tiny things.
Really?
Tiny people, yeah. They stood about 3.5 feet tall.
Oh, so not much taller than an infant.
So that means there were giants
mm-hmm.
at one point, and there were tiny people.
Yep. God, what else are they going to find? Giant Nephilim?
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's what the giants were.
Yeah, maybe.
Hobbits reached Indonesia by 1 million years ago and went extinct 17,000 years ago.
Really? So they were around for a while then.
They studied the differences between the carpal bones, between us and them.
Mm-hmm.
And, scientists say that they were not just abnormally small humans. Apparently the differences were substantial.
Ah.
Maybe they were the ones that built the pyramids. The little tiny 3.5 feet tall.
God, could you imagine what it would be like for them? The size of it, the ratio. It'd be well, I mean, it's gigantic for us.
Yeah, it's gigantic for people.
Yeah, but... being even shorter than...
it's impossibly gigantic.
Yeah.
Along with all those other giant, mm-hmm. heavy, fucking man-made stones that come from far distances.
Yeah. I still think they did have some kind of... maybe not necessarily technology like we've got it now, but they definitely had some kind of means to...
oh, I bet there was. Go even further back. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what the Earth was like then. Before dinosaurs?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, even go back that far. The Earth has been here plenty long enough for there to have been advanced people mm-hmm. before. They probably would have been different than us.
Yeah, and they might have looked slightly different than us.
And they probably would have been very different. Still humanoid.
Yeah.
I think that tends to be the natural order of things in evolution. Because, I mean, we're believed to be... at the top.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that other species, that if they evolved with brains like we have, they'd have similar bodies. But they could have come from a different type of animal than a monkey or whatever we came from.
Mm-hmm.
or an ape, not a monkey.
Yes.
Better get that right.
Right.
Like the fox species. Mm-hmm. This is a whole new conspiracy theory I had not heard of before. And it might have been already proven to be a hoax by now. I don't know. I didn't go that far into it. But you've heard of Google Mars, right?
Yes.
Just like Google Earth,
yeah.
But for Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's a crater that when you zoom in on it, it has the Mozilla Firefox. I guess Firefox. The browser?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it has that logo. Like
in the crater.
Yeah. I mean, it's natural, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it looks like it's sculpted.
So is it a great big advertisement?
Well, the conspiracy theory is that there's a alien species, very advanced, that evolved from a fox-like species.
Okay.
So rather than evolving like from apes and looking like we do,
mm-hmm.
mostly like apes, big hairless apes, they would look like foxes.
Okay.
That's the idea.
That one seems a little...
And that they've actually come to Earth and started Mozilla Firefox. I don't know why they would come to Earth and do that. But that's a theory.
That's a crazy theory.
That is pretty fucking crazy. But it does. It looks like the Firefox symbol. Interesting, if you put in Fox Crater into Google, one of the suggestions is Megan Fox Crater Face.
No shit. Does it really?
Yep. Okay, I found it. I just searched Fox on Mars.
Oh.
That was one of the first images. But yeah, that's it right there. See, it does look like that logo.
Yeah, it also kind of looks like a yin-yang.
Yeah, that's another thing it said, too. But, I mean, the logo kind of looks like a yin-yang.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
But, I mean, it's obviously either fake or just shading, you know, the shadows.
Because
mm-hmm. if you look over at the top right, and they didn't point this out. I don't know if anybody else noticed it. But up above where it says Fox on Mars on the picture, it looks kind of like two giant petroglyphs of aliens running side by side.
So maybe they're casting the shadow, making it look like that.
Yeah, just the rocks and everything.
Yeah.
It's just, what's that, is that word matrixing?
Mm-hmm.
When your brain makes you see things out of random shapes.
Yeah. That's how you see Jesus in a piece of bark.
Hey, look, there's Bamberg. That's where our governor, Nikki Haley, is from.
Yep.
Nikki Haley is from Mars, everybody.
Yep.
If you go to that picture, Fox on Mars, the...
you'll see where Bamberg
is. The crater up in the top left is Bamberg. That's where South Carolina's governor, Nikki Haley, is from. Look it up. It's true. She's from Bamberg.
You know what?
And that crater is named Bamberg. What? What?
I really don't know.
So you want to just go ahead and cut to the recording?
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's do that then.
Hope you enjoy it.
Is Danielle asleep?
No, I'm
not. Oh, I was doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
World War Z.
I could find it on mine just as quick as you find it on that computer.
Anyway. I bet I could find it but faster than all y'all.
Yeah, and your sound on both of those devices is probably better than this laptop. This thing sucks. But the computer doesn't suck, but the sound sucks. Sound is shit.
Got it.
Good. Like I said, your sound will be better, so play it on yours.
Way ahead, people.
Does it live in a jungle?
No.
Brad Pitt didn't even bother shaving for this movie.
Plains of Africa.
Hey!
What is going on? Hold on, guys.
Daddy, be careful on the road. Jerry?
Get back in your car right now! Remain with your feet!
Oh, shit.
Getting out of here. feed my family. I'm not gonna fool you. Don't pretend you're not well suited for the job.
Daddy?
Tell the kids I'm coming back. I'm coming back.
Look at that shit.
Oh.
What were they like? They found like building like a pyramid over the wall or something?
Yeah, they're at like ants.
Damn.
They're just crazy fucking ants over in the, where is that, in Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Those things.
That's crazy.
Zombies.
Yeah.
Movie looks good.
Oh my gosh. I hope it's a good zombie movie. We need a good zombie movie.
I know, don't we?
Well, it's got Brad Pitt in it, honestly. I really do like him. I can't help it. I try not to.
When I first heard that Brad Pitt was doing a zombie movie,
Ooh,
like, no.
That's hard.
I thought it was a joke.
That's the first time I've heard of that. I can't believe it.
God, it looks good.
Ah, oh, doesn't it?
But
when's it supposed to come out? I didn't
know. Oh, I don't
know. It's summer.
Yeah. Summer? Oh, so this year?
Yeah, it's a summertime movie.
Okay, so I saw on Facebook, somebody could probably pull it up, about dates to remember this year. Some of the best movies that are going to be released this year. The dates for them. And some of the movies on there I haven't even heard of. One, of course, is Mama. It's coming out. I want to see it. It looks good, but I kind of want to wait for the reviews.
Yeah,
that's what I'm worried about.
That's yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What about that new one with James Franco? The Wizard of Oz thingy.
Oh, is that out?
I don't know. I think it comes out this year.
I think it does.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Jamie,
can't
remember the name of it.
Yours is probably faster than mine.
The Great and Powerful or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great and Powerful.
Actually, I'm still connected to the internet, surprisingly.
Superman movie.
Yeah.
Man of Steel? Yeah,
Steel?
I'm excited about that one. I will always be excited about a Superman movie, no matter how shitty the one before it was.
You and Zach talked about this.
Yeah. Yeah, because Zach vehemently hates fucking superhero movies.
Yeah, but up until recently, they haven't done it justice, for real.
Oh,
for,
no, they haven't. God, the last one sucked.
But now, they have the effects to do anything.
The Iron Man movies and the Avengers was fucking good.
The Avengers was amazing. I haven't seen the second Iron Man. The first one was badass.
They're just fun.
Yeah, really fun. I agree. And Tony Stark is the perfect character. You know, I think they picked perfect actor to play his character. Just like Sherlock Holmes, he's also a perfect Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. He picked up both of those at one time?
Yeah.
God.
Crazy, right?
Lucky bastard.
Wonder if they're going to come out with another Sherlock Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
They are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they better. With the reviews they got, how can you resist? They're going to have to. Also, an Avengers movie.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be another one of those.
There's got to be, because you can't just end it like that. That's the beginning.
Yeah. Iron Man 3 is coming out, I think, this summer, maybe?
They've been playing Iron Man and Iron Man 2 on cable a lot lately.
Uh-huh. Well, there's the Iron Man 3 preview out now, so maybe it is this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Anchorman 2?
You know, I hated Anchorman the first time I saw it.
But you know,
I had to watch it again.
I watched bits and pieces of it the other day, and I remember that movie being terrible.
After you've gotten it out of the way the first time, you don't take it as serious. I mean, you don't take it serious to begin with, but still, you're like, oh, come on. They're not even trying.
Yeah.
You watch it again, you're like, oh, I get it. Transformers 4.
Oh, they're coming out with another one?
It's going to be the start of a whole new trilogy. Still after... It's still a sequel because it's after the story, you know, in the first three.
Yeah. Okay,
but
so
it's just, it starts a whole different, kind of like,
there was rumor that Jason Statham was going to be in it.
He's
is
not,
that true?
No.
Okay, thank God, because I could not watch it, because...
Five guesses, okay? I'll drop the lighter. Five guesses as to who's going to be in it. Did I tell you already?
Yeah.
No guesses.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah.
We got to get hit.
That's good,
later.
Jamie.
What kind of movies types does he normally play in?
Oh, God, it's been a wide mix.
A wide mix?
It's been a very wide mix.
Who are we talking about again? Oh yeah, that's right. Thank God.
Can I nominate?
Nominate?
Who would you like to nominate?
Will Smith, maybe?
Is that your first guess?
I don't know. It's indecisive.
Yeah.
You're gonna, do we each get five? That depends.
You each get five. Okay, you give them at the same time. It doesn't matter who goes first. The other can either agree with that person, like if they like it better than theirs, or, you know, say their own. Okay. Either way. There's no rules because there's no prizes. Who gives a shit?
So Will Smith. That's my first guess.
Will Smith is your first guess.
I really don't know. Wide variety of movies.
After every guess, we can get a hint. How about that?
Okay, yeah. I think I could do that.
Okay, fair enough.
Will Smith.
I'm bad at hints, though. I'm probably going to give it
well,
away.
We can ask questions. I'll, we can ask questions to eliminate this, and you can drop hints. As
oh, God. What's that game? 20 questions.
Yeah.
20 questions.
Yeah,
this is all right, here we go.
Okay.
It's not even
movies
chess.
That he's been in that they might not have seen.
You don't get to do it because you know the answer.
Well, but she can help you because she knows a lot.
You can help me
with a hint so you don't give it away too quickly.
Okay.
Because she knows our knowledge. Problems.
Is the actor himself an American?
Yes.
Okay.
Is he typically rolled for action movies, but very personalized?
No, not typically.
Okay, not typically.
Is he normally the lead actor, or is he like second actor, side actor in his role?
Supporting actor.
Supporting yeah. Yeah.
Again, not always.
Yeah, not always.
Some of his best roles have been...
Wait,
it's Danielle's turn?
You still haven't guessed.
No guess yet. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's drop the guess.
Oh,
it's just 20 questions now.
20 questions.
And then...
We got to narrow it down pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I'm with you. I'm on the
same. And then whoever...
Did you get 20 questions?
No, we'll just do 20
all
together and just take turns. And then the first person to, it doesn't have to be your turn to blurt out the answer, though, if you figure it out. It's so, like, if I answer her question and you're like, oh, okay, this guy. I almost said his name.
Transformers movie. He's typically rolled in either a main role or a secondary role. Like a side job. Not always a very personalized action type movie guy. Typically.
There's so many hints I want to give.
Good sum
right
up.
Now.
Good sum up. Your
I just
want to
recap.
So there's two questions.
See, some questions are too easy, and I don't want
to. Did you ask last?
No, he hasn't asked one yet.
I can't remember what was asked.
Yeah, he asked first one, and then you did. Okay, so it's your turn.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my bad.
Cool.
I thought you would ask that last question.
Is he... How long has he been acting?
Well, I could tell you a year. First thing
year
he was
started?
Ever on IMDb, 1992, he was in a TV show. One episode in 90.
I have a wild, but I'm going off on a limb here. I really am.
Let's hear it.
It's probably stupid to even guess Jim Carrey.
No. No, it is not Jim Carrey.
But he could play any role. You gotta give
him
that.
He could.
That's what's sad about him, is he can become a character and he just disappears. Yeah. Where'd Jim Carrey go? Count Olaf, get out of the way.
That's
get him back
to
me. Obviously, at this point.
Yes.
Yeah. Your turn for a question.
So that's four questions, right?
This will be the fourth.
Okay. Four, yeah. Okay.
And you guessed wrong, so you get a lashing. Remind us. Or stoning, your choice. Lashing or stoning. We're going traditional.
I just got a stupid question. Is he known for many haircuts? Many different hairstyles?
Yes. I never thought of that. Hold on. Mm.
I'd go with no.
He's not known for many different, just one?
No, just one. It might be longer or a little shorter sometimes, depending on the movie.
The
but, yeah, it's always the same shape.
I just realized
I have a wild hair guess, but I'm going to try to narrow it down. That wouldn't be it because I don't think...
Let's hear
it. This guy's American. Sean Connery.
You retired from movies.
Ah, fuck. That doesn't... Ah.
Did he retire from movies?
What?
I take it back, then. I take it
back. Oh, you get two lashings or two stones.
Hey, you didn't know it either.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't. So
we're back at one.
Doesn't matter. I'm not eligible to win, so I'm not liable for...
Lashings.
That's right.
We won't classify that as a guess, because you didn't know that.
Since when do you make the rules?
I'm just playing. But he's also not American, so that's kind of a dumb guess.
Yeah, that's true.
TV show.
I don't think he's known. Wait, hold on.
He's not. Yes, he's probably not known.
Your turn for a question. That's right. Yeah. Y'all gotta help us keep up.
Okay, that was what?
That was four questions. Say you're five.
I had it, but I lost it.
Yeah, that's what she said.
About what age is he?
I could tell you what age he is. He was born in 71.
71?
Oh my God.
So he's.
Young.
41.
Oh my God, there's so many.
You wouldn't know it by looking at him.
No, you wouldn't.
He's dreamy, is what I'm saying.
Hit. Kind of narrows a lot of people down.
They gotta hurry him come cut the grass so that
cut the grass.
Cut the grass.
I don't want to use dirty words on this show.
What? You don't think I'm ever gonna say the word cunt?
Danielle's
question. Yeah, what'd you ask?
What
age he was.
Yeah. Okay, right. Oh yeah, that's right. Thank you for reminding me. And he's young. And that. Because you've got so many younger actors now.
I have a while here, but you gotta go ahead.
I can give him one hint, I think.
Yeah, I was about to say, isn't it time for a vague hint?
It's not a very good hint for them.
I just gave a hint. I need, hold on.
He was dreamy.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Okay, so two more questions and I can give him a hint. It's not a very good
hint. Wait, I gotta go back because I said that pretty gay.
Rewind.
I said, I gave a hint. Come on, guys.
He's dreamy.
Yeah, see, I didn't want that to be following up. So
shit.
Statement. I was going to start over.
Okay, start over. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard that.
I did give a hint.
And dear, what was your hint?
Why are you talking like that? I said that he was dreamy.
Okay, so next
I made that
question.
Weird.
Yes, you did.
God, that's a lot. Okay, I'm just gonna cut that whole thing out.
Next question.
All right, continue with your hint.
Yeah, because we're pretty.
Yeah, that needs to be turned off.
Yeah, he's only been in two TV shows. Two TV series.
I'm pretty sure they probably didn't hear you.
Been in two.
She's gonna have to. I'm not gonna say it again, to be honest.
He's only been in two TV shows. He's in, of those two shows, five episodes in all.
So, whose turn for a question?
First.
Mine still?
Yep.
Yours still.
Yes, how old?
That's be question number six.
Bradley Cooper. It's the only one I can think of. How old is he? He's
Bradley
40
Cooper?
Something, isn't he?
He probably is too. Yeah,
yes, too. Robert Downey Jr.
No. And no. There's lots of lashings and stoning is going to be happening.
Are these
we should call the townspeople. Make a thing out of it.
Well, Bradley Cooper is only 4 years younger than
this guy.
This guy, yeah.
Decent one.
William's turn for a question.
I asked.
Gosh, stop doing that immediate thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's Robert Downey Jr.
Well, that was a guess. That doesn't count as a question.
So you're still at question six.
Then it was Neil's turn. She guessed, too.
Oh, that's right. So, yeah, it's back on
I thought she asked a question. Oh, that's right. No, you didn't ask a question.
I just asked it.
She's avoiding asking questions.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not good at this. In these TV shows in which he appeared.
Mm-hmm.
This dreamy man.
You don't have to say that because I might cut all that out.
It doesn't matter. You're still dreamy. That doesn't matter. It's
oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Is that a spaceship?
Car.
Were they?
Podcast on. Way's World.
Way's World. Bye, Tom. Excellent.
Were these TV shows more dramatic or comical?
Or the first one I have never heard of, so I can't really tell you. Back in 93. I wasn't watching it back then.
Did you say genitalia?
No. Wow. So I wasn't watching it back then, because...
How did you get genitalia out of it?
I heard tell ya.
Oh, I see. Couldn't tell ya.
Couldn't tell ya, yep. It was,
Couldn't tell ya.
The, most recent show that he was on... It is classified as comedy drama.
So both?
God, what fucking shit? Yeah.
I've got Jonathan Stump. So your task, your mission right now, if you choose to accept it, is to figure out what show he was on.
Oh, God. I have no idea.
So you can guess, too. So I've got...
No. No, I don't want to get roped
into
this.
Yes, you're going to guess this shit.
You can't use our questions.
You have a guess? No.
What was your question? Did you ever ask a question?
Yeah, and it didn't help. The answer didn't help because I asked if it was more comedy or drama. And you said it's comedy drama.
Comedy drama.
That doesn't help at all.
Okay, so then that was another question.
Yes, that was a question.
Okay.
I guess it's my question.
Seven.
Has he ever played in a Disney movie?
Oh.
I think so.
That's a big question. I'm sorry. I have to limit... Because
good
Disney
question,
is...
Yeah.
They own Haunted Castle Productions. They own a lot of different
productions.
Well,
when I say
productions.
Disney, I mean Disney or Pixar.
Pixar. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, well, yeah. Fair
enough. Pixar, I'm almost certain, yeah. Like, voiceover, you mean?
Voiceover?
Yeah, even. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about with Pixar. Because you said Pixar.
Oh, I thought this movie was, but I don't think it is.
But it seems like it.
Okay, no. He has never been in a Disney or Pixar movie, unless this one is. So let me look real quick.
How about, like, DreamWorks?
Nope. I think I can say... No, I'm not going to say it, because...
Okay. You got your answer.
Yes. That was my,
that was seven. Yep, so you're
number eight.
You have a what?
I have
another. Another guess?
No, another question.
Alright. Still Danielle's turn. Mm-hmm. Is she sleeping?
No. Is this actor Caucasian or African American in dark skin color?
Caucasian.
Caucasian.
Has he ever played in a movie that involved pot?
Yes.
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 Without even looking. Yep.
Oh. I guess.
Yeah. Anytime.
James Franco.
Remember now. This is
When does this movie come out?
For a lead role. It comes out in 2014. Sorry. This is for a lead role in Transformers 4.
Seth Rogen?
No.
Okay, so that was...
That wasn't your question, though. So.
No, that was a guess.
Okay.
Yeah, both of ours were guesses, so it's still your turn.
No.
What was your last question?
Did he involve pot?
That's right. Yeah. All right. Good question too.
What was the answer? I'm so sorry. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Most definitely. Yes.
Oh, that's. I don't know. How recently? What year? Let me back up. How many times has he played in a role where it involved pot scene?
Or some of these movies I don't remember. I mean, I know we watched them, so let me
just maybe a couple, at least. So there's multiple, is what I'm guessing, not just one.
It's most definitely one.
I got another. You know, Ben Affleck?
No.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Maybe not.
They're all getting old. Everybody's getting old. And all the people coming in to replace them are douches.
Another fucking guess.
Yeah, any time, dude.
Mark Wahlberg.
Ding, 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 ding. You have a winner. No lashes and ponies for you. Danielle, yes. Oh, I see what you did there. You can't you get stoned?
A
watermelon?
A water bomb.
Oh.
Yeah, we do.
So how'd you guess it? What gave
yeah,
away?
What gave, yeah.
Because none of the questions, I kept wanting to give y'all hints, like just give y'all questions to ask.
Oh, we should have guessed something along the lines of, oh, God. No wonder you couldn't answer how many times you've been in a water bomb.
I had three movies in mind. And we're Dazed and Confused, Pineapple Express, and Ted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are the three.
This is the most popular.
The reason why I guess Dazed and Confused was Ben Affleck was Dazed and Confused.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Pineapple Express, Seth Rogen, obviously.
Yeah.
And she guessed James Franco. So that narrowed down.
My next clue would have been that he's never been in a cartoon.
He hasn't?
Nope.
Oh, awesome.
Never has.
Wow. It's time to make a Mark Wahlberg cartoon. So we got to figure out somebody who could
draw. A Mark who?
Wahlberg.
Oh.
I thought you said Wahlburn.
So you've got to give,
you did say Wahlburn.
You've got to tell me what show.
What show?
That he's been in.
I don't know. I cannot remember.
Well, obviously he's been in one show.
20 questions then.
Oh, shit. Come on.
Is it like a pretty well-known show?
She said she never heard.
Was it on Fox?
No. If you find out, don't say
when
anything.
When was the show? When did it
what?
I got 4.
I had to play, but I'll get to guess.
No, I'm telling William if he finds out. Not
oh, you found 4G. A tiny little
porch.
Bar of it.
Mm-hmm.
Back here on the porch.
But it's,
that's
maybe it's snaking its way
what
in.
Got. More than what I've got.
Yeah, I don't have any reception outside of internet on this thing.
Well, you've already got your first clue. It's comedy drama. And it's not on Fox.
It's comedy drama. It's not on Fox.
And it's not really.
Is it my turn? I think it's Danielle's turn.
How have I been roped into this game? It's a comedy drama.
Because you don't know either.
Yeah, so you can get how long has the show been? How long has it been since you played in this show?
Well, shit, I lost the show. Oh, wait.
Well, shame on you.
2004 to 2010.
Is when the show was out, but that's not necessarily...
No, that's the four episodes. It's a 2004 series. That's when it aired. And he was on from 2004 to 2010.
What channel did it originate from? It's still...
Can I answer that one?
Why are you asking me? I'm against you in this.
Oh, God, I think it was HBO.
Oh, damn.
I know. He also produced it, didn't he?
I think so. Let's find out.
That's going to be really loud.
Yes. He's the executive producer for 83 episodes. But he was only on 4.
I know what it was.
What?
Entourage.
Yep.
What
kind of role is Mark Wahlberg going to play in Transformers?
The lead? I think.
Same with Wiki Spot.
No, because it's not going to be the same character. It's going to, I guess, kind of like Bourne did. The Bourne legacy. New guy, but, you know, still going off of that story.
Same like Autobots and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bumblebee, maybe.
Probably be some new ones, I'm sure. Hopefully not near as many new ones as in the second one. Hmm. Oh, that was ridiculous.
Didn't keep up.
What? Oh, the...
The second Transformers?
Mm-hmm. Did you see the movie Campaign yet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Love that movie.
I want to see it again. I saw it in theater.
That was not a fart. That was my foot.
Hey, have you heard anything about Broken City? What do you think about that one? It's got Mark Wahlberg.
You see, you did say it. Proof. Right there. You said it. Mark Wahlberg. I don't know who this Mark Wahlberg character is. We've been talking about Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg. Good. Broken City.
Broken City.
Russell Crowe. Catherine
Zeta-Jones. Oh, yeah. Russell Crowe is the politician.
Yeah.
And Mark Wahlberg is the cop. Who'd have thunk it?
I know, right?
Mark Wahlberg, a cop. That's outrageous.
Wasn't it him who played in,
the new,
it's on my computer. I have it. It's kind of new. It's got, what is his name in it?
Will Ferrell?
No, not a fun, not a comedy.
He was in The Happening. The M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Yes.
He was?
The one that really wasn't all that good.
Oh, that movie was terrible. Oh, yeah, he was terrible. Anything. It was cheesy. And I know it wasn't his fault. I like Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. I don't know. That
Hansel and Gretel?
I was picturing like a Family Guy.
I want to see that.
I just like that guy that plays Hawkeye in Avengers. The guy that plays Hawkeye.
Like when everything's quiet and Peter's like,
he was on.
There's been a bunch of them. Or like the Anne Frank episode.
Movie that he was in. What's his name?
Or the cutscene. They're in the attic.
His name? Jeremy Renner.
Mm-hmm. All right, back to conversation. Where are we at?
I don't know.
You don't discuss know. About what we're going to be firing up.
What about movie 43?
Oh, the Comedy Central movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait.
It looks so hilarious.
I know.
I'm just so upset it hasn't come out yet.
Have you guys seen,
Ewens?
Huh?
Ewens?
Yeah, the Jewens. Have you ins? Oh, god damn it.
Have you skies? Little skies.
Have you guys seen Looper yet?
Y'all gotta see it.
It's fucking good.
Yes, y'all know what it's about. Have y'all seen the previews for them?
I have to refresh my memory.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Willis and Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Also a very good actor.
Yeah, though it was kind of hard to tell in that movie because he couldn't move his face. Because they put all that stuff on him to make him look like Bruce Willis. Mm-hmm. And inadvertently made him look like Daniel Craig.
He really did, yes.
Cowboys and Aliens.
James Bond.
James Bond. Yeah. Jesus.
How did he like
God, why was that not the first thing I said?
I like that movie, the Cowboys.
I was like, Cowboys and Aliens! Why would that be my first guess?
Oh, no!
The dude that plays James Bond?
Yeah.
The blonde-headed dude?
Yeah. I like him. He's kind of cool.
Yeah, in a way. He's got his own little funk going.
Well, he's kind of the same in everything.
Yeah, that's Craig. True.
He's that quiet, pensive guy.
Mm. What's The Gatekeepers about?
The Gatekeepers? That movie is about the keepers of the gate.
Really?
Yes.
It's a documentary. That's not good. You know, they're making another Last Exorcism. What the fuck is the point of naming a movie Last Exorcism if you say part two?
God, that's... it's like all... like. The last four Fridays, that's like the last four Friday the 13th movies.
Thing I follow on Facebook called What the Fuck Facts.
What the Fuck Facts, yeah. I follow them on Twitter.
if the universe is truly infinite, it means 99% of the universe is nothing.
What?
If the universe is infinite, like they say it is, then it's 99.99% nothing.
Why would that be?
There's nothing.
If it's infinite.
But only thing taking up space is rocks and planets. If it's infinite, that those rocks and planets wouldn't add up to much of anything. So you have all that open in space is technically nothing.
What if there's just more rocks and planets?
That's still technically nothing.
How about how do you feel about multiverses?
I don't know.
What else is out there? That's my theory on everything.
That's your theory on everything?
Yeah, what else is out there?
They said this universe is truly infinite and there's guaranteed a twin of you somewhere else. Good.
I could buy that.
Check them, baby. That would be creepy. I'd have to kill myself.
Well, that's the same with the multiverse, too. That's the idea that there'd be more of you. And some think that they're right here. Like, we just can't see them, sense them. It's another universe, but...
Twilight Zone shit.
Kinda, yeah.
Twilight Zone, if you ever watch that shit, it's really deep. Some of that stuff. Oh, now, yeah. You gotta get past some of them. They're real cheesy because they're so old. But the idea of them is eerie.
They're always cheesy, but you like cheesy stuff when you're a kid.
Yeah.
It was really good.
It was
good.
Creepy cheesy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
It was creepy. Yeah, some of that stuff. Hmm. What do you think about them coming out with another Die Hard movie?
I don't know. I'm sure I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, at some point.
I'm sure I'm going to find something in it that'll make me like it. The last one was Justin Long.
I love Justin Long.
Good for you, Die Hard.
Yeah.
We did it, America.
I was like, come on. He jumped on a jet. And it hopped off of it. The fuck. It's getting a little wacky. That the last good one was the one with Samuel L. Jackson.
He's in everything.
I think if there's anything that has more than three movies, he's definitely at least in one of them.
Wow,
I might need to verify that, but
on this motherfucking plane.
God, what was that one called?
Snakes on a Plane?
No, not that one. The Die Hard movie with Samuel L. Jackson. Yeah.
Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Yes, that one. I can remember what song started the movie. I couldn't remember the fucking title. What's up with that shit?
What?
I don't know.
Get that. Can I have one of those?
Have you guys heard of Phantom? It's got Ed Harris in it. Mm-mm. William Fichtner. And
that's
David Duchovny.
Fucking guy.
Who's that fucking guy?
The Fichtner guy. What's he been in?
I don't know. I'm about to have to pull his little butt up. Because this sounds... I haven't heard of this movie yet.
It's that fucking guy, or it's that fucking guy?
Oh, he played in,
A fucking guy.
Oh, he played in Supernatural. He was freaking... That dude.
Yeah, that's...
He's one of the writers. He's the white writer.
Yeah, he was in Invasion also.
Yeah, that's...
Was he in Supernatural?
Yeah, he was one of the horsemen.
No, he wasn't in Supernatural. No.
I think you're thinking of somebody else. It's William Fichtner.
Fichtner, yeah.
That guy was in Invasion. He was in The Longest Yard.
The Dark Knight.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's where I know him, is The Longest Yard.
Armageddon. That's the one I kept thinking about. He was the,
Yep. He was the astronaut.
Yep. Yeah.
Talk about the wrong stuff. That's what he said.
What? Did he say that?
Yeah, in Armageddon. You don't remember that?
No.
When he first saw the... motley crew of oil rigger driller guys and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, he didn't really.
Yeah, and he was like, talk about the wrong stuff. Because you know they call astronauts the right stuff.
Okay.
Takes the right stuff or something like that.
I didn't know Mila Kunitz was going to be in The Great and Powerful.
Really?
Is she Dorothy?
Oh, I hope so.
Dorothy wouldn't be in it.
No, not for Oz's adventure.
Yeah, it's all before that.
That's right.
It's a prequel. Yeah. Prequel.
Like 50 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. Mila Kunis has a nice face.
And voice.
Am I right or am I wrong? No input on that whatsoever?
She's got beautiful eyes. I like dark eyes.
Plus, so she's Meg. God, wasn't that crazy about Ted? You close your eyes and you're watching Family Guy.
No, yeah.
And Ted took care of Peter Griffin and Brian because it like went back and forth. Yeah. Hey, it's Peter. It's Brian.
And Meg would come in.
You don't like Meg.
Dude, she got sucked out of the fucking
space shuttle
the other day.
They got another G.I. Joe movie coming.
Yeah, and you know, I want to see it. We didn't get 20 minutes into the first one.
Yeah,
it was so fucking terrible.
It was terrible.
Did you ever get around to watching it?
No.
You don't worry about it.
No.
It doesn't get any better.
We saw the end of it too. We woke up I did.
Yeah.
Woke up at the end of it. I was like, oh,
it's just as bad.
That was a terrible fucking movie. But this one, they fixed it by bringing in Bruce Willis and The Rock, mm-hmm. Dwayne Johnson. I think they're like the go-to guys to pick up a lagging franchise. They threw The Rock into Fast and Furious, and
that's right, they did. Well,
it wasn't necessarily lagging; it kind of a little bit, but still, I liked them all.
I really like
but this one's good.
Bruce Willis being in everything.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, he is in a lot of stuff lately.
Die Hard.
But yeah, he's actually Joe. He's Bruce Willis is G.I. Joe.
He's old, ain't he?
Yeah.
You've seen Expendables
2? Not yet. Not yet. I don't know why we haven't.
It's pretty good.
Something.
Is it? Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a.
Okay, we'll watch it.
Cheesy spots.
Of course, the first one does too. But well, I mean, it was meant to be kind of campy anyway.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Honestly.
I'm pretty sure I read that. I should. Probably not spout diarrhea of the mouth all the time without verifiable facts. Yeah, we need to smoke something else.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. You just made it to the end of another episode of Quiet Time. But I think we're going to wrap this one up so that we don't overload your senses with too much entertainment.
Entertainment and nonsense.
Who says nonsense?
Maybe I say nonsense.
If they don't learn from our podcast, there's nothing to be learned.
Dun, 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 dun.
The more you bullshit.
Yep.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right. It's been fun. Until next time.
Yep. Good night.
Good night, fuckers.
Thanks for listening.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Ben.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Mama.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, children.
Good night, Daddy. Good night, Elizabeth.
Good night, John Boy. Good night, Jim Bob. Good night, Jim Bob.
Good night, Jim Bob.
What's going on? I was asleep. What's everybody doing?
Good night, Jim Bob.
I'm asleep.